The ground is layered with super dog poopy lumps. They are like concrete-bound steel that smell worse than the dump. Stubble, Stumble, and Silent Talk are in ready position. An army of dogs hover in opposition. Owners are crying, guns in hand. They ready their arms with a yeller of a plan.
Oh, this'll be great. Now, who is the perfect primate?
Professor Plutonium yelled from a towering roof, sad but determined to reveal the truth.
Jomo Momo, I'm sorry. Please understand. I'm proud of your greatness. This wasn't my plan.
Jomo Momo had a moment of heart, and in that distraction, Stubble signaled the start.
No, no, no!
Gunfire rattled, bullets bounced off of dogs who didn't feel the projectiles, which rained down like rocks.
Ugh! 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 How dare you! How could you? I'm not surprised. You beasts! You animals! Sick 'em! Die! Die! Die!
Cannon!
The brothers clashed with the dogs head on, stalwart and brave, but affected none. They were super, but 9-year-old kids. These canines were bolstered and unaffected. Clash of immortals, gods in the sky. Bullets screamed while artillery exploded nearby. Deafening roars of machine guns and shells. Bomber planes exploded aerial hell that would concussively kill any Y-less being, which only annoyed super dogs whose ears were now ringing. Several chased the plane while others curiously thundered down, descending menacingly toward the pet-owning crowd.
Come back to me, Blooper. What did we do? I should have fed you sooner. I'll always love you.
And Blooper descended, sniffing the boy's eye. The crowd fell quiet, and some started to cry. The last light fell behind the super canine. Her silhouette shadowed the scared little guy. A hopeless Plutonium opened the door. His awestruck jaw smashed through the floor. Blooper moved in on the little boy's face. He bravely stood trembling and held fast in place. Their noses collided. Blooper started to lick. The crowd applauded. In that moment, it clicked. From fearful to happy came explosive relief. Everyone cried and openly wept. The tears turned to rivers, touching super poops all around. They made little pop flashes with sparkly sounds. Colorful flowers burst from the ground, whose petals let off pink-violet light. What once smelled awful was now a delight. A moment ago, it seemed all was lost, but now people cried big happiness sobs.
Oh, man, what's going on? That was a lot of missiles, of lasers. That was a lot of lasers, missiles, and bombs.
Jomo, mo, 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 we help each other out. Even in disparity, society is good throughout. Jomo, mo, mo, together we build trust.
You should come live with us.
So broken by love, rather than force, the super dogs cured Jomo, mo, mo's curse. And now they live and research science, keeping chemical Y in proper balance. They practice good sense and learn in stride, because this life we live is a worthwhile ride.
Hello there, I am Tweak Unique the Rabgician. I voice Professor Plutonium in the Bumpy Tough Brothers, Episode 1. And I'd like to make a lot more episodes, and I'd like to make an actual animation of this. In fact, I've already storyboarded the concept out. So if you had a great time with the Bumpy Tough Brothers and you want to see more or hear more, go to my website, tweakedproductions.com. That's TWEAKED, productions.com. And find out how you can contribute or just write a letter to encourage someone else to produce this wonderful content. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Rabbit. You wanna earn your way out of here?